Baruch Hashem, it worked out this year that we're able to have a shiur for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. And really, these three mamarim, the two that we've done and the one we're going to do now, even though they're not printed as one maimer, but it's a hemshech, the same mahalach that we're learning from Rabbi Elia Weintraub, Zichron Levracha. So the background of what we're going to learn now, we've already been talking about the past 2 weeks, the past two shiurim, we've been talking about Shani Mekeper, but it could be understood separately on its own. But I wanted to complete this hemshech of what the whole month of Tishrei is about. Really, this is what the whole month of Tishrei is about. This whole time of Yerech HaSanim, all this, all the Yom Tovim. Now, of course, we're going to talk about Simcha. All of this leads to Simcha. So it's an Ene Yisrael from Rebellion, page Kuf Chavav Aleph. B'sayf Parshas Re'ei Ksiv Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. So the Torah says that you shall rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. La'ach mikein emeshenis, then it says again, V'yisa'ach sameach. Pirush Rashi, B'shem Chazal, Rashi brings from Chazal, Harishon hu tzivui al simcha b'chag. Rashi explains that when it first says, sumachtam lefnei Hashem, that's the mitzvah, the commandment, to do what we have to be b'simcha, which of course includes the karbanis and so on, but that's the mitzvah, that's the tzivui. V'asheni, however, when it says v'hayisa, and you will be, v'hayisa ach sameach, so v'hayisa ach sameach, hasheni hu avtocha. That's the promise. That's a promise. V'hayisa, you will be ach sameach. V'hini mitzvah sa simcha kaim b'chal mo'adam. Now the mitzvah of simcha, of course, applies to all the Yom Tovim. The mitzvah of simcha. Uchemuvur begemar b'paiskim. D'hukshu kol ha'mayadim l'chiv ha'simcha. All of the Yom Tovim, there's a chiv of simcha, the karbonis of the yontiv, and also as far as even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash and Bosa and Yain, and how do we deal with not having the karbonis and so on, but the mitzvah of simcha applies to all the Yom Tovim. Avla avtocha, however, this promise of v'hayisa ach sameach, that you will be b'simcha, lo matzina ela b'chag ha'sukkos. That we only have by Sukkos. So nevor bez Hashem, mipnei ma nisyachta simchas chag ha'sukkos, shi muftachas lanu. So we need to understand, what is unique about Sukkos that we have this guarantee? V'hayisa ach sameach. That there's a promise, kivyoch from the Bari Oilam, v'hayisa ach sameach. So this is the time that we're holding it right now, these unbelievable days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Hinei chag beis, hinei chag asukkos, makusha bekesher amitz im Yom HaKippurim. Of course, it's impossible to understand Sukkos without Yom Kippur, and it's impossible to know what Sukkos is about unless one realizes, one understands that there can only be a Sukkos in the world because there was a Yom Kippur before it. We know that the beginning, the roots in the Maisi Ovis, by the Ovis of Chag HaSukkos, is by Yaakov Avinu. It's Yaakov Avinu, each of the three regalim corresponds to one of the Ovis, and Sukkos is the Yontiv of Yaakov Avinu. And the Maisi Ovis of that is B'meshen nifridu Yaakov ve'esav, that separation, where each went his own way, Yaakov and Esav, v'yelach Esav l'darkei se'ira, v'yaakov nosa sukkosa, and Yaakov went to Sukkos. Pirshu Chazal sham, d'bishas ni'ile v'yom ha'kippurim, that pirud, that parting of ways between Yaakov and Esav, that parting of ways took place by Ni'ilah of Yom Kippur. It's brought down in the Machzor, from the Kadmonim that that parting of ways between Yaakov and Esav took place by Ne'ilah. And even if it wouldn't say it in the Svarim, it makes perfect sense to us. Nifrad HaKatega Me'am Yisrael, because that's the time where finally we're able to push away, to reject the Esav of our lives. Each one of us has, during the year, a cumulative Esav that gathers force over the course of the year, and through the process of El, Roshani, and so on, finally by Ne'ilah, we're able to throw that Esav, that Seir inside of us, La'azazel. So there's that separation. And the Kabbalah that Chazal had is that that parting of ways between Yaakov and Esav took place exactly at that time of Ne'ilah. Va'am Yisrael nichnas l'shabbos, or l'shabbos, I'm sorry, b'sukkos. And then once we no longer had this burden of impurity, we no longer had the Esav that was on top of us and inside of us, so we were able then to go and enter into the sukkos, into the tzela, the meimenusa, to be entirely with Hashem without anything holding us back anymore. So by Ne'ilah, Yaakov and Esav separated. Umufurish the sukkos who hemshech bilti nifrad miyom kippurim. What we see here is that sukkos is a continuation of Yom Kippur. That after that removal of evil, after the tshuva of Yom Kippur, and the separation between ourselves and the Esav in our lives, so we're able then to move into the sukkos. That's what Chazal have taught us. And the perush of the Gra on Shir Shirim, as far as the timing of Sukkot, is very, very well known. The Kviyosel Shel Chag HaSukkos B'Tesvav Tishrei Hu Mishum Shenitzdavu B'Yom HaKippurim Al Meleches HaMishkan. That as a result of the Chet HaEgel, the Shechina had left us, and it was only after, or as a result of Yom Kippur, that the mitzvah went out. The mitzvah went out because of our tshuva. The mitzvah went out to build the Mishkan. And the Gra makes a cheshbon that we began to build the Mishkan on the 15th of Tishrei, on Sukkos. And the clouds of glory, therefore, the return of the Ananim, the clouds left as a result of the Chet. Because of the Chet HaEgel, we didn't have the Anani HaKavod. And the return of the Anani HaKavod was on Tesavav, was on Sukkos. Which, of course, the Indian of the Sukkah is the Anani HaKavod. To be in that place entirely with Hashem, that's the Indian of the Mishkan. And that's the Indian of the Anani HaKavod. But these were the Ananim that came back after we did Tshuva. Hare lanu shuv mefurish, it's clear. The Chag HaSukkos mekusher Yom HaKippurim. There's a clear connection between Sukkos and Yom Kippur. So namik beza Hashem b'mahuso Yom HaKippurim. So let's try to understand. Now we realize that in order to understand Sukkos, we have to make this connection and to understand the connection between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. V'naminal inyin haftoche. And once we understand that, then we could also understand the v'hayisa ach semech, that there's a guarantee, a promise of simcha, which we don't find by any other yontif. There's a mitzvah of simcha, but not a guarantee. V'hayisa ach semech is only by sukkos. Ala simcha, and you have toch ala simcha b'sukkos. It's not on Yom Kippur, it's on sukkos. Gimel. Yitzumah sh'yom ha'kippurim hu avaydis ha'tshuva. Of course, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur is tshuva. K'mesha kosov, ki b'yom hazeh yichapar aleichem, ki b'yom hazeh yichapar aleichem b'tahar eschem lifnei Hashem t'taharu. It's hard to believe that we just had the schus of going through that. So the ki b'yom hazeh yichapar aleichem l'tahar eschem lifnei Hashem t'taharu. B'Rambam perek beiz milchus tshuva aloch hazayim. The Rambam writes, Yom HaKippurim Vuzman Tshuva Lakol. Yom Kippur is the time of tshuva for everyone. Liyachid when Ais Gimel we just started. Liyachid Ularabim, for the individual and for the Rabbim, for the community. for the tzibur, for the nation. Bukeitz mechila uslicha li Yisrael, and is the ultimate mechila and slicha that we have. Lefichach chayoven hakol lasis tshuva. Therefore, all chayiv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Ulezvadas biyom Kippur mitesayvido on Yom Kippur. That's the Rambam. Say hidgish kan Rambam, the chayvas hatshuva Yom Kippur hu chayvas hatzibur. The Rambam emphasizes here that not only is tshuva the responsibility of the individual, but there's a chiv of the tzibur, of the community, of the am. And each and every one, as part of the tzibur, we're all part of the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, as individuals we're chayiv, but we're also chayiv as members of the tzibur of Am Yisrael. V'harabim chayovim lo shuv bay. V'kol yachid hu chelik min harabim, shem chayovim b'tshuva. And each individual is a chelik of the rabim who's chayiv to do tshuva. The rest of the year, it's more that each person on his own. We're always obligated to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to correct our mistakes. That's something which is an individual responsibility. Each person in his own life, in her own life, throughout the year, there's always a mitzvah to do tshuva. The kol yachid v'yachid shenichshol b'chet v'oven. B'chlal, the Acharim talk about what's the mitzvah of tshuva? Automatically, it's understood that if somebody did something wrong, he has to correct it. What's the separate mitzvah of tshuva? If you're doing something that's wrong, in other words, if a person's eating gatav, he's eating tarfus. The Torah says he can't eat tarfus, so stop eating it, because there's a mitzvah now. There's an issa to eat tarfus. Or the Torah says to put on tefillin, and you're not putting on tefillin chalila, so you need a mitzvah of tshuva. Just put on tefillin. You have to put on tefillin every day. You have to put on tefillin. So the Meshech Chochmah and other tzaddikim talk about what's the bichlal, the mitzvah of tshuva. What does it mean that there's a separate mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvah? Not all Rishonim agree that there's a separate mitzvah of tshuva, because some hold that built into the dynamics of Torah mitzvahs is that if something went off center, that you got to bring it back. That's all. But of course, the Rambam, not only does the Rambam hold that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of tshuva, but there's a whole section of the Rambam hilchos tshuva, and by the Rambam it's from the Yesoidus of Yiddishkeit tshuva. So, throughout the year, Reb Elie explains that throughout the year, each individual person has his own cheshbon of how he's doing and what he needs to improve. If somebody is doing something that he's not supposed to, then chalalov chayva lo shuv b'tshuva. Then there's an obligation, there's a chiyuv for him to do tshuva. V'oid raya lekach, there are tshuva shel Yom Kippurim. When you said al tshuvas klal Yisrael v'dor hamidbar, another raya for this, that what's unique about Yom Kippur is that it's not just the individual's responsibility, because that's the whole year every individual has to do tshuva when he does something wrong. But there's something unique about Yom Kippur, that there's a tshuva of the tzibur. There's a lot in the Sefer al tshuva, the shiurim of Rabbi Yosher Ber on Hilchos Tshuva. He speaks a lot about this obligation of the tzibur. We see that in the Dor HaMidbar, what happened? That the entire Jewish people, all of Am Yisrael, was in the gezeira of the Egel, and all of Am Yisrael was in trouble. And the entire nation spent that period of time, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, in a great collective tshuva, an avoid of tshuva, all of Am Yisrael. This is why he said tshuvas tzibur. It wasn't just that this one, Yankel and Berish and Shmerel, it was that Am Yisrael did tshuva. U'mikoicham nikve yoyim zeh, and because of that koich of Am Yisrael, of the tzibur, returning to Hashem, again, that doesn't mean there weren't individuals within Klai Yisrael, some more, some less, but there was a tshuva, there was a collective tshuva of Am Yisrael, and because of that, Nikve Yom Zel is Man Tshuva Letzibur. Yom Kippur, which was the Tshuva of Am Yisrael on the Chet Egel, was established as a day, not just a day of the individual doing Tshuva, that's all the time, but Tshuva Satzibur. Ukemuvu Berambam Kamesha Kasav. That's why, besides everything else that the mitzvahs ben lo mechaveiro, or the averus ben lo mechaveiro, Yom Kippur is not mechaper until you work it out with that person. It's not just because of that particular individual's averu that this inyan has to be worked out with the other guy. Yom Kippur, we need to return to that state of etzibur. And the state of etzibur, to be in that state of am yisrael, of etzibur, that's healthy. It means that Jews have to work stuff out between each other, because otherwise, what kind of etzibur is it? Just because people are standing together in a shul doesn't mean it's really etzibur. It might be etzibur. You could say ashrei and kaddish. You could say together, but be'emes etzibur, of course, means when there's nothing in the way of those individuals. And they're connected one to the other. And for that to happen, there needs to be mechila. There needs to be mechila. And ritzui and pius. So, the tzibur of Am Yisrael did tshuva. And as a result of that, Yom Kippur was established as a day of a tshuva letzibur kemavua barambam. V'nixiv b'soif parashas Nitzavim. So now it says at the end of parashas Nitzavim, I said a bracha before. Yeah. It said at the end of Parashas Netzav, V'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha, V'shamata b'koylein. And you shall return to Hashem and listen to His voice. Kosev Ramban Sham. The Ramban writes over there that hu b'loshon avtocha, that it's written as a guarantee that the time will come that we will return to Hashem. V'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha. Shehuvtuchu Yisrael ala tshuva. The Rambam explains over there. V'chein kosev Rambam b'perek zayin mitshuva lochehei. The Rambam writes nechus tshuva. U'kvar hifticha Torah. The Torah has promised. The Torah has guaranteed. Shesoif Yisrael las tshuva b'soif galusan. That time will go by, but at some point, by the end of our galus, Soif Yisrael las is tshuva b'soif galusin, it's guaranteed that we're going to finally return to Hashem. Now we have a choice, like the Gemara explains. It could be in a gentle way, and it could be through our own initiative, or it could be that Hashem is chalila, brings upon us certain service. Now the Gemara says, Amamid of Melech Koshek HaHaman, that Hashem could send another Haman chalila that will be as effective as the original Haman, because like the Gemara says, that all of the krechsing, all the screaming of the Nevi'im did not bring us to do tshuva. But when Ahasuerus took off his ring and he made the seal for Haman to kill all the Jews, that was very effective. That worked. So we have a choice, but the tshuva will have to take place. How it takes place is a matter of choice, but there'll be tshuva. And the Rambam says, "Krayv ticha tarish asoif yisrael las tshuva b'soif galusin miyad negolim," and then the gula will take place. Haftochazu nemra ala tzibur shel am yisrael. That promise, that guarantee that there'll be a great tshuva at the end of time, that's not a guarantee for any particular individual. There could be last minute holdouts till the very end. That doesn't guarantee the individual. In other words, the individual will have the choice, because we have Bechira, the individual will have the choice not to join the Tzibur, just like an individual has a choice not to go to Shul Yom Kippur. You have the choice not to join. It's going to be very hard to turn down that opportunity at that point, but one has free choice, not to join the Tzibur. But that's a terrible, terrible tragedy, as the Torah describes, what happens to that individual who does not want to join the Tzibur. But the Torah's promise of tshuva at the end of time is nemar ala tzibur shel am Yisrael. I will call yachid, as far as the individual is concerned, habechir biyado. Obviously, the individual has to have free choice. Im yase tshuva, v'yia kol ulema tzibur. Do you want to be with the tzibur? Are you in or you're out? Do you want to be with the tzibur or not? Hello. Well, okay, therefore, say that our parashi is heimkach. Now we can understand the parashiyas in Chumash that we've just been going through. Ha-toichecha sheba-parashis kisavai. The toichecha in kisavo is ksuva b'loshon yachid. It's written completely in loshon yachid, in the individual, in the singular. Lepirish agroz al baderes aliyo, and the Goyin explains in baderes aliyo, dihi teichaychel et tzibur hamegubash yachad keguf echad. The Goyin learns that the fact that it's written in the singular is that in the teicha of kisav Hashem is speaking to the nation as one nation, to the tzibur, to Am Yisrael, and therefore it's in the singular. Keguf echad, as if it was one person, but the entire nation. But the Teicha in Parshas B'chul Kaisai, back in Vayikra, that's in Lashon Rabban. That's a Teicha to the individual. So after Kisavo, which is a Teicha to Am Yisrael, then we move to Parshas Nitzavim. Then, Masira Teira al HaYochid, Shebelibai Shairish Pairer Reish V'la'ahana. So in Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah turns to any individual who might have a poisonous root in him. That what does that cause this person to think? Umizbarach belovav alema. The Torah says, Shalom yeli, Shalom yeli. I'm okay. Shalom yeli, everything is okay by me. Kibishrius libe elech, and I'll do as my heart to my heart's content. I'll do whatever I want. In other words, the picture is of a tzibur that's reaching out to this guy. And the tzibur is telling the guy, come with us. Come with us. You see what's going on. Join us. It's the end. And this guy says, Shalom yelik, kibishvivisli be'elim. I'll do what I want. He's holding out. He's not going to join. Now, this is a very serious chait. And that's what the Torah tells us. Nechomer chetoi, sheparish min hatzibur. This guy is separating himself from the tzibur. Hashav b'tshuva. There are individuals that will still do that at the end. And the tzibur as a whole is returning, and there will be individuals who are holding out and saying, I'm not going back. So the Torah says such a strong lashon about this person. Yesh lo yachas miyuch, the Torah says, lo yoyva Hashem sloyach lo. Such a strong lashon we don't find anywhere in Tanakh. Such a strong lashon. Lo Hashem has no desire, Hashem will not forgive you. For that? You're not forgiven. Ki oz yeshon af Hashem v'kenosa b'ish hahu. The anger of Hashem will smoke like a fire. The anger of Hashem will be aimed at this individual who refuses to join the tzibur that's doing tshuva. Shukhoimer yoyse me'aklol shebepashas sovo shenemru al klal tzibur. We don't find in the Teicha such a strong lashon. Yilo yoyva Hashem sloyach. Hashem is not going to forgive you. Parshas Hatshuva Betzida, the Torah says in this context, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, Loshon Havtocha. The Havtocha was made to Am Yisrael. Individuals have a choice, and if they decide not to join the tzibur, then they're included in that terrible curse of Lo Yavah Hashem Sloyach Loi. But as far as a nation is concerned, the Torah promises Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha that Am Yisrael. There'll be individuals not, but as a nation, as an Am, as a Tzibur, we're going to come back, guaranteed. We're going to return to Hashem. B'loshna avtocha u'kenau. That Tzibur muvtach ala tshuva. L'kamayshin nizbar. The Tzibur is muvtach, promised. That's from the pasuk v'shavta ad Hashem l'kacha. But now it's beautiful how we understand in the context of the parashis of Kisavo, Nitzavim v'yelech, v'shavta ad Hashem l'kacha. Akoponim l'madnu, that tshuva shel hatzibur hu dvar hamuvtach, dvar hamuvtach. The tshuva of the tzibur is guaranteed, is promised. V'nimtzei the Yom HaKippur, shehu zman tshuva shel klal hatzibur, and we also learn that Yom Kippur is the time when Am Yisrael did tshuva. It wasn't individuals. It was Am Yisrael after the Chet Egel did tshuva by Yom Kippur. That's the beginning of Yom Kippur. That's how Yom Kippur became Yom Kippur. So, Mimela, now we understand Yeshalov Haftochish Yehekach, that built into Yom Kippur, there is that promise, that guarantee. Since Yom Kippur is the tshuva, it began as the tshuva of the tzibur. Yom Kippur is a hisgalus of the shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, the origin of the haftocha of simcha, the simcha of Sukkot, which is Vayisach Sameach, that originates where? in the haftoche, in the guarantee of tshuva that takes place that takes place with Am Yisrael by Yom Kippur. You following? He's going to explain it more now. There was a haftoche of tshuva on Yom Kippur because the tzibur is there's a promise that's made to Am Yisrael of tshuva, and Yom Kippur is a fulfillment of that promise. Every Yom Kippur, there's a tshuva. Hashem forgives Am Yisrael 1,000,000%. The fact that there are individuals who did not join us in fasting and in davening, so that chalila they don't want to be part of it. They made those choices as individuals, but there's a forgiveness for Am Yisrael. And Hashem has forgiven Am Yisrael. And today it's Motzei Yom Kippur. None of us did any averus yet, Baruch Hashem. We shouldn't do. And we're part of that. We're part of that broad guarantee that Hashem promised. It's fine. Everything's clean. 1,000,000%. Once we know that the tshuva of Yom Kippur is the tshuva of Am Yisrael that is included in the haftocha v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, because Yom Kippur began as the tshuva of Tzibur, and it has in it that koach, ad hayayim, of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, a taste of what's going to be when Mashiach comes, we can now understand that the joy of Sukkot is different than the other Yom Tovim. It's different. Let's continue. The truth is, it begins Motzei Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
It begins at Motzei Yom Kippur, but like all good things in life, that needs time and preparation for things to settle. That's why Yom Kippur also needs an Esesim Etshuva. It needs time, till it cooks. But Nitmach Yoyser is Dvarenu. Let's support more what we've been explaining. Hamaral Zal Magdir is Yom Kippurim. The Maral has a fascinating definition of Yom Kippur. He calls Yom Kippur, the Maral calls Yom Kippur Yom Geula. It's fantastic. Yom Geula, a day of redemption. Shrei b'shnas ha-yovel nigolim boi ha-avodim adinayim. We were learning that in the Maimer of Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur, of course, was the Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel. Yom Kippur was the day when the slaves would return to their homes. They would leave and go back to their homes, and the fields would return to their owners. So the Maral calls Yom Kippur a day of redemption, of going back, of returning, of redemption. This is the sugya we've been learning the past few weeks. That the slaves go back, by Avodim Adin Nehem, the Sodais, Miyad Lechem, the fields go back to the original owner. Zogama Husa Shal HaTshuva, Amukubelas Bab Yoyser. And in truth, that's really what tshuva is. And the highest level of tshuva is the nigol ha'odem min hashibud shel ha'melech zok in uksil. Tshuva really means the redemption that one experiences being redeemed. Going back to where he came from in Kedusha, Yaakov leaving Esav. You and I leaving the separating ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. That the Maral describes as geula, as redemption. Yom Kippur is Yom HaGeula. When the Iker Haftocha Hanizke, Shatziba Yeshuva B'Tshuva, of course, the main Haftocha promise that we learned a minute ago, that the Tzibur is going to do Tshuva, Hu Lifnei HaGeula Asida, the Psukim in Parashas Nitzavim, the Psukim are talking about the end of time. Like the Rambam writes, Soif Yisrael Asis Tshuva V'Soif Galusa. It's talking about the end of time. The promise is only going to be fulfilled at the end of time. That's the Gula HaAsida, the ultimate redemption of Mashiach. K'mavu b'mikra, because it says in Chumash, V'hoye ki yavo alecha kol ha-dvar ma'ela ha-brocha v'aklola v'chulu, v'ashe v'yse elu v'vecha b'chol ha-goyim asher hedichecha ha-shem l'kecha shama, that when all these things have come to pass, the blessings and the curses, Hashem is Baruch, that we'll return to him from all of those places, we'll do tshuva, we'll come back to him from all of those places that we were dispersed, where we were in Golus, v'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha. That's what it says in Chumash, it's talking about the end of time. And then Hashem promises, we'll do tshuva, and v'shav Hashem l'kecha shvuscha v'richamecha, that Hashem will bring us all back to Eretz Yisrael. And he'll have compassion upon us, and it'll be kibbutz Golus and redemption. So now we understand. V'alkein Yom HaKippurim Shu Yom Geula. Now we understand why the Maral calls Yom Kippur Yom Geula, the day of redemption. The Madregim Suyam is every Yom Kippur is a foreshpice, a taste of the upcoming, of the ultimate redemption that's going to be at the end of time. Every Yom Kippur is that separation from Esav, and Am Yisrael as a tzibur is completely clean and fresh and forgiven. Am Yisrael as a tzibur through Yom Kippur, the ghoul of Yom Kippur, the ultimate Yom Kippur of all Yom Kippurs, the Yom Shabbosn of all Yom Shabbosns, is the Yom Kippur of Mashiach, of the final Geula. But every Yom Kippur, the Maral tells us, has the quality of Yom Geula, of a day of redemption. Misnoitzeitz by ha'ore inyan ha'geula ha'asida. There is a spark, every Yom Kippur, of that final redemption that will take place of v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha. V'yesh bo gam kein haftoch al ha'tshuva. Therefore, every Yom Kippur has also a taste of that guarantee, of that promise of tshuva for Am Yisrael, the tshuva of Am Yisrael, every Yom Kippur. Sha'at tzibur muftoch b'yal ha'tshuva. That the tzibur Am Yisrael are promised and guaranteed that Hashem forgives us as a tzibur on Yom Kippur, 1,000%. V'chol yochid abechir b'yodai im yichol el b'tzibur lo. The individual has the choice whether he wants to join the tzibur or not. In other words, whether we want to be part of that Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur to continue on with living that life, which is in accordance to that new mitzvah of Am Yisrael as a nation that has done tshuva and that is completely clean and forgiven in Hashem's eyes. The individual has a choice. If somebody, God forbid, after Yom Kippur decides to do an Aveira, so that means that he is setting himself apart from the tzibur of Am Yisrael that has just gone through Yom Kippur. Hey, Havtoch Alanal. This promise, this guarantee, Havtoch Alanal, Chola Alanakud Benefesh Yisraelis. Now we talk about the individual. This connects us to all that we were learning about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And one can't really understand Tishrei at all, and any of these days, any of these Yom Tovim, without this. That there is a promise that's Chola Alanakud Benefesh Yisraelis. That even with the individual Jew, as far as the essence of that Jew, the soul of that person, there's a haftoche as well. Shimuchrachas laseis mitzoyin kaina. There's a guarantee, there's a promise, that in the end, at some point, every Jew will come back. Because the soul must be reunited with the Bari Olam. And therefore, tshuva is inevitable. Just as the soul of the Jew is something which in the essence of what it is incapable of sin, and the soul of the Jew in its essence is holy and pure, l'kayin neshomish nesata b'tahirahi, and therefore, just as the soul is pure and has in it that part that's purely Yaakov, that's all Yaakov, there is a promise that is made to the individual Jew as well, that at some point, ultimately, he's going to come back. The Yesh Nakuda Pnimis, because there's an inner point. Mitachas Lamata Hagas Shel Haguf, beneath the coarse and unrefined covering of the body, V'oidvam, and all the things that we do with the body. And in that inner point that's underneath all of the garbage, Shekol Cheftza Uritzaynehu, other side, Shekol Cheftza Uritzaynehu, Rak Lasis Uritzayn Hashem. That in that inner point, we were never enslaved. This is what we learned last week. We never ever gave that over. That inner point of ourselves, we never ever gave over. And we only want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Kedivei Gemara Brachos, like the Gemara says, V'tzein Elasis V'tzeincha. Really, we want to do Hashem. We want to do your will. U'mima'akev so'osha be'isa. There's this chometz inside of us that's just getting us off track. the Shibud Malchius and with the influence of the nations that we're living with. V'chein yidum divrei Rambam perik yud milchus gerishin b'zeh, the famous Rambam about forcing a get, that how could you force a get has to be given by a person's own free will. So the Rambam says, because really that's what the guy wants to do. It's just he has this crazy, he's like a mishagas, that he doesn't want to do the right thing. This guy's supposed to give his wife a get. It's already been determined by the Bezdin that she should get a get from the guy. So how come he's not doing it? It's a mishagas. The truth of that person, the Rambam says, is that he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Bezdin could be maknas actually yomer reitzani. Everybody knows it's a famous one. You beat the guy up until he says, I want to give a get. It's because that's what he really wants. And Yom Kippur, the guf is quiet. Because in Yom Kippur, the guf is free. The eating and the drinking and the union of taivas with the other taivas, it's free. The guf is free. Or we're free of the guf, rather. More so than any other time of the year. And therefore that inner point of who we are is able to shine more brightly than any other time of the year. And a Jew who otherwise doesn't feel this way, on Yom Kippur feels that he must be a better Jew. He must. And he could promise and guarantee that he will. Could be during the year, it's not going to work out. But that on Yom Kippur, with that feeling of clarity and that knowing that he has... Because by the time he says the last Hashem Elokim, all of the other stuff that's artificially holding him back has been removed to a great extent, or a much greater extent than any other time of the year. And there is a feeling of this promise of my being a Jew, there is some sense of it being fulfilled. This promise, where the person is no longer... is no longer a Baal Bechira. Of course, ultimately we all are, because by the time you leave shul, you know, you could, even in shul, you could say Marv without Kavana. But there is a taste of that loss of Bechira by Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That feeling of the promise being fulfilled, that I must be better. Not just that I should try, but I must be. I must, and Hashem has promised me that I will be. And for this feeling that I must, we understand that where does that come from? That comes from Yom Kippur, the original Yom Kippur, which was the Yom Kippur of the Tzibur, which was what? Which was the first, the beginning, the sherish of all Yom Kippur, was that Haftocha, was that Tshuva of Am Yisrael. To Am Yisrael, Hashem has made a promise and a guarantee that there'll be Tshuva. And on Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, person, as long as that person is connected to Am Yisrael, he feels something of that promise. That's why we find in the poskim that when the question came up in modern times, how could at what point do we say that this Jew is no longer has any shaychus to being a Jew? At what point can we say that he is no longer a shaychus to Am Yisrael? And the poskim have used Yom Kippur as the test of whether or not a Jew has a shaychus to Klal Yisrael. But if a person doesn't fast Yom Kippur, he doesn't keep Yom Kippur, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the last time I was in Yom Kippur, Eretz Yisrael was already, it's already over 30 years, I haven't been there Yom Kippur. But I remember as a kid when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, and I remember when I was there when we were married, that everything is quiet. Everything in Yom Kippur and Eretz Yisrael is still. There's no such thing in Yom Kippur as regular like Chilonim. It's Yom Kippur, still. Yeah? I didn't know. Pesach. But Yom Kippur, it's Ad Kedei Kach, that if a Jew would be in his Kan Yom Kippur, that the other Chiloni would look at him as a Meshunadik Mensch, as somebody that he should throw a rock at. It's such a Meshunadik thing. Ad Kedei Kach. That the haftach of the end of time, something is there on Yom Kippur that you could feel. Aizvav. ובאמס יום כיפורם אין המויית הראשון בעניין זה, שנחשב בין נקודס ההכרח שבנפש, לברוש השונה, really this process begins in Rosh Hashanah, where the inner point of a Jew begins to push its way out, and get outside of the Asif inside, and to break through. לברוש השונה מסחיל כבר באמס תויפו הזו, that's why it was on, the Gemara says that I was on Rosh Hashanah, that Yosef HaTzadik came out from jail, right? That was on Rosh Hashanah, when Yosef came out from jail. And we learned last time, before Rosh Hashanah, that the announcement of Yovel already went out on Rosh Hashanah. The announcement of Yovel. And officially, the slavery of the slaves ended on Rosh Hashanah. It's just they didn't go back until Yom Kippur to their homes. But Rosh Hashanah already is the beginning. Dehu harayish liyimei hatshuva. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the beginning. And therefore, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, there's already a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, there's a tremendous ezer, help that comes from above, a momentum, a push. Lezakei chesachumrius v'gasus aguf, to refine our bodies and to purify ourselves, which is one of the reasons that we take upon us, that we keep all of these chumras during the Seder Yemei Teshuva. Now, it's not a game, somewhat of a hypocrite. Normally, you're not careful with Pas Yisrael or Chav Yisrael, so all of a sudden, you're careful. Because it's an expression of that ideal of my wanting to be free from chumrius and from the enslavement of the guf. So at least by doing that during a Seder Yemei Teshuva, I am proclaiming my desire to be part of Am Yisrael that is holy and pure. And the fact that I don't keep it up afterwards, no. But at least for that time, the person is in that parasha, so that could help him later on. Lachshoif es hanekuda hapnimis, to bring out, to reveal that inner nekuda hachafet elasis v'tzankunda, that only wants to do God's will. V'zeu avoides hamalchis, and that's the avoid of malchis, of Rosh Hashanah. Malchis, hamelach. Shenekudas hakabolas ol hakeyemes etzleinim mikvar, that nekuda of kabolas ol that we have during the year, that we can't quite bring into our lamaisa in life, Techoshev v'tezgala kama sheyoyesek, can come out much more through Rosh Hashanah because of the malchias, because of Hamelach. Ad shenichya al pi rikshayis eiluth, that we should be able to live with these feelings. V'alzeh chola ha-malchus shamayim de Rosh Hashanah, that's the malchus, Kabbalah's malchus shamayim de Rosh Hashanah. She'en oysa ha-bechina shal malchus de kol Hashanah. The whole year we have to be Kabbalah malchus shamayim. We say Kriyishma three times a day. We say in the morning, we say then at night in Kriyishma lamita, the person's Kabbalah malchus shamayim. The Malchus Shemaim HaRegila, the regular Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim of the whole year, Tluya B'Bechira Sa'odim, it's more a matter of choosing. Shem Reitz L'Kabbalah Malchus, Noisim B'Kach Oiz L'Lukim. But if you want to, then you can give that over to Hashem, that Kabbalah Malchus. U'mischazek es Malchus Yisbarach, and in doing so you are being Mar B'Kreit Hashem in the world, and you're being Mechazek, the Malchus of Hashem in the world. You can do that all year long. U'bi'im Loi, and if you don't want to do that, Ain Malchus and Mizgalus Barlam, then Hashem's Malchus is not Mizgalus for you during the year in the world. Avla Malchus de Rosh Hashanah, Yah Malchus Shainat Li Bedas Acheir. Via Malchus Amiti Shamarla, it's the true Malchus of Hashem. Where what? Where the Malchus is in a certain way, it's higher than the will of any individual person. It's a Malchus of Hamelech of Am Yisrael, being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi, Pasha Sitzis, yeah. Hashifas HaNakuda HaPnim is the Rosh Hashanah. This emergence of that inner Nakuda of the Jew on Rosh Hashanah, Nasas Ba'avoides HaTkiyah, that comes out most clearly by the Tkiyah Shofar. The Yisa B'Medrash Chazal, it's brought down from Chazal, the Kviyas Tomun Koyach HaAvis HaKadoshim, the Tkiyah Avram, Betrua, Yitzchak, Ubitkiya Achrayna, Yaakov. It's brought down from Chazal that the Tkiya, Trua Tkiya, corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avoides Ha'ovis, Higila Madrega, Shalmuchrochus. And the Avoida of the Ovis went beyond the level of individual choice, because Akadesh Nichrus Imoim Bris, Hashem made a Bris with the Ovis. Umashmo, and the meaning of a bris is, it means there's an unbreakable bond. Ever since Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there's an unbreakable bris that Hashem made with us as a people. After the brackets, v'ha'odem b'tkiyas ha'shofar, and each one of us, when the shofar is blown, the shvarim, the truah, however we define the truah is either da-da-da-da, or the shvarim, which is da-da-da, but there's the tkiyah, there's Avram Avinu, there's Yitzchak Avinu, and there's Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, v'ha'odem b'tkiyas ha'shofar, when the shofar is blown, choshev es nekudas ha'mechrochus ha'mushreshes banu mikoyach ha'ovis. He's able to come into contact during tkiyas shofar with that nekuda of the bris. That bris means the inevitable of who I am. That I'm a descendant, I'm a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's who I am, no matter what game I've been playing the whole year, and no matter how much I dress up like Esav, I'm just the child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's who I really am. That comes out by Tkiyas Shofar in a very, very powerful way, because that's the bris of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is the Tkiyah true Tkiyah. You should say the Pesuk of Malchias and Zechronis, that should be the king and he should be remembered. How do you do this? The Gemara says, B'shoifer, with the Shoifer. Pirushavitvar, the Hamloch and Nasus Aideh HaShoifer. That the act of Hamloch, of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim, of accepting Hashem as Malchus, takes place with the Shoifer. We understand. Because that shofar is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is the bris that Hashem is Baruch made with the Ovis, which is the guarantee that Am Yisrael is going to do tshuva. And all one has to feel is that I'm part of Am Yisrael, and to join with Am Yisrael. The bitkiyah choshev for Odom is nekudas hakabolos al malchus shemayim mushreshes boim in ha'ovis. That by the tkiyah shofar, a person can bring out that kabolos al malchus shemayim that's rooted in the bris of the Ovis. It's not like the rest of the year where it's maybe yes, maybe no. There's a chalois of this Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim that's of the tzibo, that's muchrach, that's something which is promised and guaranteed that must be. B'chinas balkarchacham ani malkichem. Like it says, like Chazal say, that even if it's against your will, I'm going to be your king. And Hashem switches from the Kisei Din, from the throne of Din to the throne of Rachmim, v'shoifet is at Tzibur L'chaim. And Am Yisrael is given another year. And Am Yisrael is paskind, and Am Yisrael chaim. The Parle Kadosh Baruch Hu b'karach malchusa atzmi she'en etluye b'zolosoi misnai b'chassidus u'morch l'avanis amoi. He's misnai b'chassidus and he forgives his people, his nation. V'din zen negeir leirak ala geula. Not only is it a redemption from this Yetzirah, from the Satan, which is why the Satan can't stare us in Yom Kippur. It's also a promise that was made to us that at the end of time we're going to do tshuva as a nation, and this Yom Kippur is a step towards that. No, right, the bottom of the page. Kol zeh maskil b'Rosh Hashanah. All this begins in Rosh Hashanah. U'mischazik v'hoylech ad Yom Kippur. And it gets stronger as we go to Yom Kippur. L'kulam inyin echad. It's all one inyin. Shrei ha'odam nechta b'Rosh Hashanah v'nechta b'Yom Kippur. It's one sugya. It's just the writing is Rosh Hashanah and the sealing is Yom Kippur. U'mefurish d'heim u'kushorim zeim zeh, which is clear that they're connected one with the other. The ksiv and the chasima. Because everything begins already Rosh Chodesh, which in Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So Yom Kippur already is present in a certain way by Rosh Hashanah. Therefore the promise of Yom Kippur, which is the promise that was made to the Tzibur of Am Yisrael, which goes back to the Avos, mashpia Rosh Hashanah. Already has Ashpah on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh of Yom Kippur, which is the Rosh Chodesh of Yom Kippur. She yiposchu b'daracha hamuchrochus shebenefesh, that something opens inside of us, the way of what? Of muchroch, of that promise, of I must go back, of I have no choice but to be a Jew, I have no choice but to return to Hashem. Ulemosa meifia malchus shamayim hamuchrochus be'etzem, that different kabbalos of malchus shamayim, of muchroch, of having to. But the end of all of this is Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Asiyim shel merachas zu, hi b'chagas Sukkos. The completion of this is Sukkos. Sheyesh bo gam ken mahalchim uftachos b'kedushas hazman. That we see when it comes to Sukkos, a promise was also made. the promise of joy, of Vayisa Ach Samech, Via Simcha Muftachas La'am Yisrael, Kemeshakosu Vayisa Ach Samech, not just that I want you to be happy, I promise you, you're going to be happy. Because the Vayisa Ach Samech can only be after the Haftacha of Yom Kippur. Only a Jew who's part of that Haftacha and feels that connection to Am Yisrael that brings him to the tshuva, that's a tshuva kabbalas ha'machshavah that must be, and to feel a taste of that promise of Mashiach tzeit, of coming back, can feel a taste of the simcha that must be when Mashiach will come. V'shaloi k'shar ha'mayadim shu b'derech tzivoi. By Pesach and Shavuos, it's a mitzvah of simcha. V'tol yibay b'chivas adam, it's a matter of your choice. Im yismach alo b'simcha not. Aber b'chag ha'sukkos, simcha smecha ha'nefesh be'etzam b'boiri yizbarach. On Sukkos, it's the nefesh, the soul. The inner essence of who we are is in a state of complete and pure joy. Zo achish ha'nechshav b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and the kudah p'nimi shem nefesh, after the on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the inner point of the soul is able to emerge. Therefore, there's a feeling of what? Of muchrochus on the simcha that comes in the aftermath of tshuva. Hadvuke b'boira. The chafeta lasas v'tsoina that is longing, the inner point of a Jew that's longing to do God's will. Baifan muchrach, in a way that it must be, not just a matter of choice, but I have to be this way. I'm never going to change. This is the way it has to be. Dveika zumar lida simcha behechrach. This dveika to Hashem, with that inner part of ourselves, must bring to simcha. If you're in that place of tshuva, then that has to bring to simcha. V'zo itzuma shel chag ha'sukkos, and that's the essence of sukkos. Zman simchaseinu. Zman shasimcha boi hi be'etzem. The other Yom Tov also is a mitzvah of simcha, but only sukkos is zman simchaseinu. It's a haftacha. Kishem shetchilas es galus on nekuda apnimis v'tekiya shayfa de Rosh Hashanah, in the same way that this inner nekuda begins to come out, and Rosh Hashanah by the tekiya shayfa, which is the bris of the avis, listen how beautiful this is now, the clincher. So an amazing thing happens on sukkos. What happens on Sukkos is that the ovis pop up again. How? By your spizen. Hoye bekarach the ha'ovis shenichrus alhem bris shalay sufa, because the bris of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the bris of the ovis. So the nekuda is part of that covenant that must be. Kach gam besukkos mislavim yimonu shivas arayim. So we have on Sukkos the yushpizen. Shehem shleisha ovis, the three ovis. And the Einikloch who are part of that system that's called the Ovis of our nation, all the Yushpizen. Yosef b'Teres ben Zekunim sheYaakov Moshe v'Aaron b'Kerach HaTorah b'David who's the regular Revi Yishev Merkava. Okay, we're not going to go into these sugyas now, but each of the Yushpizen is an extension of that bris that Hashem made with the Ovis. The koyches eilu shel ha'avis, and these koyches of the avis, shem koyches muchrochim, that are koyches that must emerge, that are inevitable in a Jew, because that's who we are. Shuim besukkah, they join us in the sukkah, the yushpizim. Umi koycham chal hadveikas b'Hashem esbach b'oifen muchroch, the simcha of, not, oh yeah, I don't know if I am, if I want to be from, I don't want to be from, I don't know if I want to be a tzaddik, I don't want to be a tzaddik, is that simcha of, this is the only way that I can live as a Jew. Therefore, only Sukkos can have a promise of v'hayisa ach sameach. She simchas adveikas b'Hashem. Zeh hayoyim osa Hashem. That day that was made by Hashem, and it's guaranteed and promised. Our opportunity is nagilu v'nismach aboy, to be able to join in that simcha of that hechrich that Hashem Yisbach created in the world and made a bris with us, with the ovis. That's that we could join that, and in doing so, Nagil of Anisbach Abay, we can really experience a true Simchas Yontif. So it should be Zoicha not just to talk about it, but Zoicha to experience it. And that's also the Inyan we don't have time to go into now. That all of a sudden on Hashanah Rabbah you have another Inyan of Achasima. There's Nacha Kvittel on Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is also there's an Inyan of Din of Achasima. And that's also why, we don't have time to go into it right now, that's also why it's so important, Kol Yisrael Roimlis, to sit in one sukkah, the union of Simchas Chaveim and the Vegas with Jews, one to the other, is more on sukkahs than any other time. On sukkahs you feel that Simchas and Simchas Sukkahs and Simchas Torah, that everybody comes together and the whole bris of Am Yisrael and every Jew gets an aliyah, it's all one sukkah that can only take place if Jews are together. It doesn't work, because otherwise you're separate from Am Yisrael. As an individual, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. But together, it could be good, Nidr Hashem.